If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays, and joining me as always is my boy, Diz. Diz, how's it going, buddy?
Going good. I got my first win in a best bet in a really long time this morning, so shout out to the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team for making it to the semis. I actually have a round robin with them as well, so we're pulling for them hard. Feeling great.
Nice. Absolutely love it. So, the topic of the day for today, Diz, is the MLB trade deadline. Now, these deals are coming in hot and heavy. I just got one for my Cardinals. It just happened. Just popped up. The Cardinals are bringing in left-handed starting pitcher J.A. Happ and cash. But that's interesting to me. J.A. Happ has not been very good this season. He has actually been, you know, touched up. His ERA is not very good, but maybe we needed a left-handed starting pitcher, and maybe they have some faith in him. He's kind of an older veteran-type player. But we're actually playing the Twins tonight, and so we traded players tonight. So that's kind of funny.
Who did you give up? Just prospects or something?
No, we gave up right-handed pitcher John Gant. I think he usually comes out of the bullpen for us, and then left-handed pitcher Evan Sisk, which I don't know anything about Evan Sisk. But anyway, so lots of notable trades have happened. Diz, your Reds got three bullpen arms.
Yeah, absolutely electric. I don't remember which one it was. I think it was Michael Gibbons, but he came in the eighth inning yesterday and faced three batters and struck them all out. So what a debut. I'm juiced up. I think with Castellanos back in the lineup here shortly, Votto still bangs. I don't have to say it again. I'm sure you got some cheddar on Votto to hit a home run tonight. I'm just making that guess. But, yeah, we're looking good. I'm glad we made some moves. Excited to see if we can make the playoffs.
So you know I'm going to put some cheddar on Votto to hit a homer tonight. It's not in my best bets, but he's hit a home run in six straight games, eight over the last six games. And the pitcher he's facing tonight, he has a good history against. He's batting over 400 against him lifetime and does have one home run in 14 at-bats against him. So. I do like him, but some other notable trades. The Oakland Athletics have been making a lot of plays. They got Sterling Marte. They got a few other decent players. The Yankees actually got Anthony Rizzo and Joey Gallo. The Dodgers got Max Scherzer and Trey Turner from the Nationals. And our boy Kyle Schwarber actually got traded to the Red Sox.
I didn't see that one. Hey, what about Trevor Story? Is he still in Colorado?
He is still there. We still have about 15 minutes till the end of the trade deadline. So there's talks that he might get moved. And then also Chris Bryant from the Cubs might get moved. And speaking of the Cubs actually traded Javi Baez to the Mets and Craig Kimbrell across the city to the White Sox.
Rizzo gone as well. You already mentioned that. I think how down bad is Chris Bryant if he doesn't get traded at this point? I know he wants to stay with Chicago, but now all of his boys are gone.
Well, I can see it both ways, right? Yeah, it sucks all your boys are gone, but now they have the cap space to be able to probably sign him to an extension, to a lucrative extension, and make him the face of the franchise if he wants. But also, you'll get to be a star. You'll get to be a star and you won't have to move. I mean, it may not be all that bad. Like, it sucks when your homies are gone, but
doesn't his contract expire at the end of this year? That's why they dealt everyone?
Correct. Everyone that has been dealt is on the last year of their contract.
So he can straight up yeet out of there after this season?
He could if he wants to, or he can sign a massive extension.
Does that make you think if he doesn't get traded that he's already talked about an extension? There's no way the Cubs wouldn't trade him if he had any interest in leaving. Is that great? Is that a great sign for Cubs fans? Or is
possibly
it kind of high risk, high reward? Like if you lose him and get nothing for him, you're down bad.
Right, right. That, yeah. If he doesn't get traded, you have to do all you can to sign him to an extension.
You got it. Yeah, you got to give him everything. Do you think they can rebuild with that big of a contract?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I mean, all these trades, I assume they're getting a lot of prospects. So you got to assume that they're definitely rebuilding, but who really knows? Diz, of all the teams, who do you think maybe won the trade deadline, and who do you think like lost?
We certainly don't know who lost. I want to say Chicago. Chicago lost if Chris Bryant doesn't re-sign next year. Let's just make that clear. If they got nothing, I guess we still have like 10 minutes. So I'm not gonna like jinx anything, but if Chris Bryant doesn't re-sign, you have to say the Cubs. Rebuilding in the MLB is really hard to do. And I think just from the Cubs standpoint, I would never wish this upon any team, but you might see another drought. So I think the Cubs fans are just down bad. They lost some hometown heroes. And then, I mean, this is clearly biased, but my Reds trade has worked out really well so far. And I also like the Yankees. I mean, they've kind of had it up and down year, but they really got some firepower, and they're going to make a push. They're going to sneak into the playoffs somehow. And, you know, I think they're dangerous to play in October. So I would say winners, Yankees, losers, Cubs.
So I think, and again, this is biased, kind of like you were saying, the loser might be the Cardinals. I mean, we're about as far out as the Reds are. We're only a couple games back from the Reds. But we just needed some starting pitching. Like, that's a starting pitcher. And I mean, I don't know if Hap, maybe Hap is the move that we needed to make. But I feel like we needed more, and maybe even needed like another bullpen arm. But we also needed like some offense. I mean, we are like the 22nd ranked offense in the league. I mean, you can't just have that if you're planning on making a run in the playoffs. You need some production. But
Was there anyone that you were looking to deal? Because I, from a Reds fan's perspective, we have a lot of guys that I think we should have traded, but I'm also thinking I don't know what their value is. Like Shogo Akiyama, he's batting horribly. I don't know what his role is going to be. He might get sent to the minors. Eugenio Suarez, I still have no idea why that man is playing. He's batting one like 60. It's heinous. I don't know why he's playing. We got a guy like Kyle Farmer who – he's really hot, so maybe you don't want to trade him, but there's got to be a lot of value there to at least, like, trade somebody else and put him at third base or something. I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking, you know, I guess it's a good thing to keep all your guys, but I don't know if we maximized all the value of the talent we have.
Yeah, I agree. From a Cardinals perspective, I mean, I was thinking Paul DeJong. I mean, he probably could have been dealt. Our outfield's pretty solid. I like where our outfield's at. But yeah, I don't know. But I think the clear loser in this trade deadline had to be the Nationals. I mean, they got rid of Max Scherzer and Trey Turner in the same trade, but then they also got rid of Kyle Schwarber as well. I mean, I couldn't. The Nationals might be down there with the Cubs.
Are they? Did they get anything?
Well, yeah, I'm sure they got a boatload of prospects or, like, you know, younger players.
So that's
players.
Like a straight-up rebuild. That's like a straight-up.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd be curious to know what they got. But yeah. I didn't realize they were in the same trade.
Max Scherzer and Trey Turner were in the same trade.
They had to get some juice for that.
I think they maybe got six players.
Six prospects?
Yeah, I think.
That's actually probably not a horrible move because you imagine one or two of them is going to amount to something. Were their contracts going to expire or something?
Yeah, I had to have. But, I mean, you also got to think, you know, like hindsight's 2020, and right now it's easy to say that you just got rid of the Cy Young winner and a all-star shortstop, and all you got back was players that might be good in like 3 years. But we'll have to see. And the winners, I mean, you have to think the winners are the Dodgers, right? I mean, they got Max Scherzer and Trey Turner, and I think they got another bullpen arm too in a different trade. You know,
rich get richer. That's my only thought is, I think the Dodgers would have just won the World Series anyways. Like, rich get richer. I don't know. I think I think a team like the Yankees, who's more like on the fringe, we're going to see more of a benefit. Dodgers are going to dominate, if no matter if they have Scherzer or Turner or whatnot. Is that, you know, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that makes sense. But also, I think the A's are kind of a sleeper team in all of this too. I think they got a lot of decent to upper skill level players. And they maybe aren't as flashy as like a Max Scherzer, but I think they did pretty well. And I'm also disappointed that the Giants didn't really make any moves. I was kind of hoping the Giants are actually leading the NL West, I believe. And so I was kind of hoping they would make some sort of move or something, but they didn't. So we'll have to keep an eye on that.
For sure.
All right, review our best bets from last night. Your boy went 1-2. I just can't seem to get hot or get going, but that'll change tonight. Diz, what do you got? Or what? How did you do? You said you went 1-1.
Yeah, I went 1-1. Reds first five again, just absolutely heinous.
Hey, there was more on that. So apparently there was two outs in the bottom of the fifth. And then there was a walk and then a home run.
No.
Yeah, so just adding fuel to the fire for both of us. I mean, that one hurts.
So I had a fun little stat for you, Patty. The Reds Cubs was a four-game right. series. The Reds won yep. three of those games. I bet Reds money line the game they lost. The Reds were winning after five innings in three of those games. I bet first five the one they lost.
Oh man, that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is why you got to be careful when you bet with your heart and bet on your favorite teams.
I don't know how that happens. That's literally insanity to me. So
it's probably statistically very unlikely that happens, and yeah. the fact that it did is just incredible. But
yeah,
it's all right.
100%.
We get it back tonight.
We are all getting right. it back tonight. That's for sure. And shout out to U.S. Women's National Team. I kind of mentioned this earlier. I have a massive, absolutely heinous round robin. I didn't want to say it on the pod because it makes me look like a degenerate, but I have a lot of money on a round robin that involves the U.S. women's soccer team and the U.S. women's water polo team. So I'm fighting for my life. My FanDuel balance is a little low. I'm having to move over to DraftKings every once in a while, but I'm pretty juiced up. I feel like the tide's about to turn for your boy.
Hey, you're either hot or you're due, and it sounds like right now you're due.
Damn right.
But anyways, maybe you need to hit a couple Hail Mary parlays of the day.
I'll never get hot, bub.
All right, moving into the best bets of the night. I got three for you in the MLB, and none of these have happened yet. The games don't start till 7, so we got some time. My first one is Orioles first five plus a half run versus the Tigers. Now, Diz, you might need to send me to the loony bin after this one. Do you have a guess as to who is starting the pitching for the Orioles tonight?
I do know this. It's my main man, Matt Harvey.
Yes. And as you know, I have been a very loud advocate of fading Matt Harvey and betting the over whenever he is pitching. However, in his last two games, he has pitched six innings in each game and gave up zero runs in each game. So he's on a 12-inning scoreless streak right now. Knock on wood. So I am fairly certain he's going to revert back to the mean. But I remember the days when Matt Harvey was on Jacob DeGrom's level of pitching when he was on the Mets. This is the Matt Harvey we all kind of expected to show up throughout the entire season, and it just hasn't happened until these last two games. So maybe, just maybe, he has found it. So I will either look like a genius or I will look like a fool after this best bet. There's no in between. But regardless,
all I have to say is let's make sure Craig doesn't leave this podcast, because the last time you had this type of heinous bet, it was the Diamondbacks to end their 21-game losing streak. You absolutely nailed it, but Craig shut off halfway through, so we couldn't release the pod.
That is correct. And Craig is still here. We verify. Thank you, Craig. Shout out, Craig. But regardless, I am going Orioles first five plus a half a run. So even if it's 0-0 after five innings, your boy's going to cash. So let's go. Let's go Orioles tonight. Second best bet, I am going White Sox minus 1.5 full game versus the Indians. Soon to be Cy Young winner and former St. Louis Cardinal Lance Lynn is pitching for the White Sox. He's just been electric. I think he has an under 2 ERA this season. Dude is dynamite. And then the Indians traded away like all of their good players in the trade deadline. They were one of the teams that were sellers during this market. So I think they should easily blow out the terrible Cleveland baseball team. So White Sox minus 1.5 full game. And then finally, I am going Twins first five minus a half a run versus the Cardinals. Now, a couple things. First off, when I made this bet this morning, Jose Berrios was the starting pitcher for the Twins, and he has been electric of late. Now, Berrios got traded this morning. So he's no longer on the Twins, so he is obviously not starting pitching for them tonight. I probably, if I were to go in right now, or if you are to go in right now, you could probably get the Twins at plus a half a run in the first five if you wanted to. But this is just me purely hedging my emotions. I love the Cardinals, but the Cardinals have been terrible of late. I'm going to bet the Twins and try to make money off of it. If I was smart, I would have taken the Twins full game, but it is what it is. Give me the Twins first five minus half run versus the Cardinals. All right, Diz, what do you got for your best bets for the night?
To clarify, I was wrong. I had three best bets last night, if I'm not mistaken, and I went 2-1 because I forgot about my Martingale. Wait, am I wrong? Well,
I think you're wrong. I think you just had two. What do you think your three were?
I think I'm losing my mind.
Oh my god. Hold on. Breaking news right before the trade deadline. Cubs agree on deal to send Chris Bryant to the Giants.
There you go, Bob.
I was literally just talking about the Giants and how they didn't make a move and what the heck are they doing? The Cubs sent him Chris Bryant, now all is well.
Giants might be scary, dude.
Hey, their pitching is scary right now. You know, Cueto, I think, is their number three, and he's been even dealing. So, yeah, I mean, the Giants are making the moves. All right, sorry to interrupt. So you think you have three best bets, or do you think you have two? You had two best bets last night?
Well, did I only have two or three? I'm losing my mind.
I think you had two, but we'll go back and visit it if we need to.
What I got mistaken was... was my U.S. women's national team, was that a Martingale?
Yes.
Okay, then I just had to. My bad. I went 1-1. We're doing another Martingale tonight. It's another $5 bet because the one last night hit. I'm taking Kevin Durant score 20-plus points in the USA to beat the Czech Republic from minus odds to plus odds. I don't remember the exact number, but good payout and another Martingale. I seem to be hitting all my Martingales, so... we're going to keep that rolling. And then I took two no-run second innings, big NRSI guy. That's a lot of my winnings on here on this pod. So I'm taking two low-scoring teams. I'm taking two low-scoring games with the lowest run totals. Mariners, Rangers, no-run second inning, and then Astros, Indians, no-run second inning. So looking for 3-0. I'm fishing for 3-0. I know it's not a lot of units, not a lot of value. Hoping to go.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm hoping to jump Patty. I'm hoping Marley is.
Yeah, yeah, no. I mean, if you hit all three, I legitimately think you would jump me, unless, you know, your boy also goes 3-0, in which case you're screwed. But anyways, all right, Diz, let's get into the Hail Mary parlay of the day. What's your guess for the value tonight?
All right, you got me. I'm going through the dead spot.
Yeah, you go through the dead spot. I'll just read off the Hail Mary parlay of the day. So it's $1 to
value.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll hold off on giving you how much it's worth. But if you didn't know, it's already up on Twitter and Instagram at SportsBetByDumb. But MLB, Phillies first five minus a half run versus the Pirates. I'm keeping up with the fading the Pirates. Blue Jays full game minus 1.5 versus the Royals. Reds first five money line versus the Mets. Orioles first five plus half run versus the Tigers. Marlins first five plus half run versus the Yankees. Milwaukee and Atlanta full game under 8.5 runs. White Sox full game minus 1.5 versus the Indians. Twins first five minus half run versus the Cardinals. Angels first five plus half run versus the Athletics. And then finally, Dodgers first five minus a half run versus the Diamondbacks. I'm not seeing the Diamondbacks beating the Dodgers like I did that one crazy episode. Are you out of the dead spot, Diz?
Have
it appears he is not out of the.
Do you
have? Okay, now we're good. We're good now. We're good now.
All right, I'm guessing $1 to win $943.
Too much juice in there. It's $1 to win $706.04.
Damn.
But still, hey, it'd be a nice little payday if it hits. Anything you need to get off your chest is before we send these people into their weekend.
Patty, I had a question for you before we go.
Lay it on me.
Do you know when the Olympic golf is going to end? Is it going to end at like midnight Saturday night, or is it going to run until like 4 a.m. on Sunday?
That is a fantastic question, and I have no idea.
Because how electric would it be if it ends at like midnight? Sung Jae is fighting for third place, and it's like a Saturday night, an end of an Olympic golf tournament. I think that'd be so sweet. But I think most of the other rounds are ending at like 5 a.m.
Well, and you know what my guess is, because in this golf tournament no one gets cut, so I assume it's going to remain the same. It's going to end Sunday morning.
Hate to see that. I'm going to look into it, but I probably will not watch the finish if it's going to end it. Like at 4 a.m. But we will see. I still am pulling for my boy Sung Jae. Yeah, that's all I really got, Patty. Let's have a profitable weekend.
Yes, let's absolutely have a profitable weekend. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for adjusting to the new schedule for these episodes. We got Monday, Thursday, Friday now. I hope you have a long and profitable weekend, and we will see you all on Monday.
Live long and profit.